Welcome to the seventh episode of NebraskaCast, where we talk to real USGS scientists about the important water resources work they're doing all over Nebraska. My name is Rachel Hoagland, and I'm here with Bob Swanson, the director of the Nebraska Water Science Center, to talk about our own center's foray into the world of social media. The Nebraska Water Science Center is now on Twitter. What does that mean for our center, Bob?
Thanks, Rachel. It means that we continue to try to follow this growing wave of the Web 2.0 and the social media revolution, and we really think that this has given us wide and new opportunities to communicate science to the public and to interested individuals who just wouldn't be able to connect with us otherwise. And this phenomenon, and that's the only thing that you can call it, because Twitter's only about 3.5 years old now. But it's growing exponentially by millions and millions of tweets a day.
Tell me a little bit about how often we will be tweeting now that we have a Twitter profile. If someone is following us, how often can they expect to get a post from us? And what kind of information are we going to be sharing with them?
I really expect us to be sending out at least one message daily. And that's because we'll send out information from our own center, but we'll also be rebroadcasting information that comes from other USGS Twitter accounts. We're not the first water science center to have a Twitter account, and there are other disciplines that are using it for other purposes, and so we're going to follow them and send out to the people who mostly follow us are from Nebraska, make sure that they have an opportunity to hear what's going on elsewhere in the USGS, too. We will use it to make announcements about different hydrologic events related to perhaps flooding. We will use it for perhaps making announcements about drought events as well. We'll talk about, we might be out making a special kind of sampling run that we want people to know about, and if you happen to be in the area, come by and stop and watch us work. We'll make announcements about new projects. If we have reports that have recently come out, we want people to be able to know about right away, because with this type of communication, we can make announcements on a daily and hourly basis, whereas it takes a while to put together a press release or get something in a newspaper. We'll make announcements about conferences that may be coming up in Nebraska that we'll participate at, may have speakers at. One of the other things that I thought has just been really fun is that we're documenting some of our outreach activities and including pictures of that event, such as the recent cleanup for Earth Day on one of the streams here within Lincoln. So there's a myriad of ways that we'll be using this, and I expect us to be pretty active on this on a daily basis. It's really a community-based application that just feeds on itself, and these are similar communities, then we'll network together, and that's what gives it that power of being able to spread from one person and one voice to perhaps millions of people being able to hear something. And true, 90% of the messages may fall on 20 to 30 years, but I'm very pleased to get a message out to those 20 people relatively easily.
What about people who have responded to Twitter saying they basically feel that it's babble, they have a hard time following it? And what kind of people are going to gravitate toward this particular medium?
Well, I really like to use the analogy of a party that you may go to, and there may be 10 conversations going on at this party, and five or six of them may be people just talking together but not really engaging, just asking the usual questions, how long have you been in this town, and where do you live, and da-da-da-da-da. And you look around the room, and you see maybe one or two conversations that people are gathering around, and you know that they're really engaged in something that's important. Well, that's a lot like what Twitter is. You'll hear that. You'll hear the babble, but then you'll also be able to hear and listen and key in on the important conversations that are going on, like, this was the first place that I learned about the volcanic eruptions in Iceland, And it was the first place that I saw that it was going to start to affect air traffic on all of Northern Europe.
What about our own center with respect to using Twitter as an actual science gathering tool? Are there any plans for using it in the future in that way?
I can't really tell you that there are specific plans, but we're developing ideas all the time. And as Twitter becomes more prevalent, or tools like it, I'm not saying that Twitter may be the end result of this type of social media, but we have a lot of ideas. As more people use it, we might be able to use it to document ice jams on when the ice goes out here in Nebraska. We might be able to use it to document flooding in areas where we don't have where we don't have gauges. We might be able to instrument automatic sensors into the field that send Twitter messages by themselves and get more information about hydrologic events that are going on that we currently don't have the capability to do, just because they may not happen very often. We've got ideas, but it's exciting to be kind of at the first of trying to use this with some of the other organizations in the scientific community and in the USGS community.
And it actually isn't a new idea for us in the state as a water resources agency to start using Twitter. There are other state water agencies that are also using it. Can you name a couple?
Yeah, we've been following the Groundwater Foundation in particular. They've been very active on Twitter. The Nebraska Association of Resource Districts have an account. We expect other agencies to pick up here in Nebraska. There's one that I follow personally down in Kansas. One of their groundwater management districts has a very active account, and I found out all kinds of interesting facts about Kansas water science that I wouldn't have found out through the paper.
Well, Bob, it's been great talking to you about Twitter. Keep on tweeting.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
If you'd like to follow the Nebraska Water Science Center on Twitter, go to twitter.com/USGSNEB. Or to see a complete list of USGS social media activities, go to www.usgs.gov/social-media. This podcast is a product of the U.S. Geological Survey, Department of the Interior.